for tuning in to The Archive, brought to you by the Mail Tribune. I'm Alyssa Corman, and I'll be sharing the news with you from 100 years ago in the splendid city of Medford and Jackson County at large in 1918. Today, a small claims court is established in the city. Record-breaking hill climbs, a discussion about WSS, and shockingly, a UFO report. Stay tuned for all this and more. A new kind of court has been established here in Medford, but what is it, and what is it for exactly? The first case to come up in the small claims court, which was only recently established in accordance with a law passed by the last legislature, was given a private hearing before Justice of the Peace Taylor this morning. It was that of a grocer who brought action against a creditor for a bill owed. This court only handles cases where sums under $20 are involved. No attorneys are allowed to appear in cases. The only expense of a case is the filing fee of $1.50, which must be paid by the person bringing the suit, and which is later to be assessed on the defendant if he loses the case. Planning on traveling down to California soon? You might want to take note of the weather. 3 feet of snow is reported on the summit of the Siskiyous, but autos can get through if they are good at bucking snow, as Amos Walker broke a road to the summit Thursday in 7 hours. Local merchant DeVoe sends his regards with this reminder. Try DeVoe's butter-kissed popcorn with cream for breakfast. DeVoe's also sells sweet cider. You can drink a pint for just 5 cents. According to a report straight from Washington, flour substitutes can be utilized any way women wish. Housewives may use wheat flour substitutes in any manner they wish, the food administrator pointed out today in a statement declaring that some grocers have misunderstood the wheat flour substitute rule and are requiring purchasers of wheat flour to agree actually to use 50% of other cereals in the bread they bake at home. The grocer is required to sell 1 pound of substitute cereals with every pound of wheat flour, but the housewife is free to use the substitutes in any way she chooses. The Food Administration, however, has requested women to bake victory bread in their homes containing 20% or more of wheat flour substitutes. Thankfully, there is a bunch of wonderful recipes to be found. In fact, we feature some of the very best ones here in the Mail Tribune. A fair bit of excitement happened this week within the motoring realm when Maxwell broke the hill climb record over at Mount Wilson. Maxwell regained its coveted Mount Wilson laurels recently wrested from it by a high-powered 12-cylinder car when Walter Lord recently sent his peppery 4-cylinder car roaring up the winding, twisting mountain road in the record-smashing time of 26 minutes and 56 and one-half seconds, clipping 21 and one-half seconds off the former mark established 3 weeks ago. 3 years ago, when the late Billy Carlson was in the height of his glory, he piloted the first 4-cylinder car up the steep sides of Mount Wilson in the remarkable time of 29 minutes, 1 second. Several weeks ago, a 12-cylinder car put the former Maxwell record on the shelf by making the ascent in 27 minutes, 17 and 2/5 seconds. Then it was that the Lord Motor Car Company, distributors of Maxwell cars for Southern California, said it was high time to show the Maxwell up in her true championship form. This was accomplished recently in a spectacular run, and the time was 26 minutes, 56 and one-half seconds, which sets a new goal for ambitious drivers of other makers of cars. What is that up in the sky? A German spy operation? Some advanced form of bootlegging? Oh, wait. No. The mysterious airship we've been spotting for weeks proves to be only a novel kite. Many Medford people, on beholding a strange object high in the sky Sunday afternoon, felt sure that they were having their first sight of that mysterious aeroplane, which is said to lurk in the country back of Roxy Ann, and which, according to rumor, is engaged in the business of importing booze from California into dry Oregon. Hundreds gazed with awe at what they thought was the aeroplane, and then hurried to call their neighbors out to enjoy the unusual sight. And in the meantime, Ned French, the amateur aviation student, would ever and anon gleefully pull the string attached to his big new kite, which he was exercising and making it do some wonderful stunts. When Ned would suddenly lower the kite and let it go again, the maneuver, because of the great height, gave the kite strong resemblance to an aeroplane dipping. A number of persons who were somewhat familiar with aeroplanes were fooled at first and thought they were seeing the real thing. Stories of seeing the aeroplane floated throughout the city Monday, and the rumor increased the size of the kite to a warplane in the war-heated imagination of the gossipers. This week, the fire chief begins a house-to-house flu inspection, intent on keeping this city safe. Fire Chief Lawton, assisted by one of the firemen, on Tuesday began a house-to-house inspection in the city of all fireplaces, stoves, stovepipes, and flues. This is the first complete inspection of the kind ever to be made in the residence section of the city, and is in the interests of fire protection. In the section he visited yesterday, he found many stoves and pipes too close to woodwork, and a number of defective fireplaces and flues. The chief will continue the work from day to day until the entire city has been covered. The fire department was summoned to 726 South Newtown Street Tuesday afternoon to extinguish a fire caused by a defective kitchen flue. The family of Dave Goodfellow resides there. The fire, which got a big start before it was discovered, destroyed the low one-story kitchen of the dwelling. The contents of the kitchen, however, were saved. Good work was done by the department in confining the flames to the kitchen. Do you know what WSS means? It means War Saving Stamps, and the War Saving Stamp campaign in Jackson County is on. This isn't a drive or a few weeks spurt. It's a permanent campaign to last just as long as the war lasts. And its object is to cultivate a trait that will not only help the country, but help the individual. The trait of thrift. There are no neutral nations Uncle Sam can borrow from to pay for this war. He must pay his own way, and the people of the country must save the money for him to use. The war can't be fought without money. It is necessary for the people at home to provide the money, not only through Liberty Loans, but through thrift stamps, which are, in reality, baby Liberty Bonds. Now, what exactly are these stamps? The thrift stamps are 25 cents each, and with each stamp, one is given a book. When $4 worth has been accumulated, you can go to the post office, and by paying 13 cents more, it will be 14 cents next month. You will get a War Savings Stamp and an engraved holder called a War Savings Certificate. This is the promise of the government to pay you $5 January 21st, 1923. Not only are you thus helping your country to win the war, you are helping yourself to gain a habit of thrift, which may mean, in the future, wealth and security, instead of poverty and want. Uncle Sam is depending on the people of the country to provide $2 billion in this way in 1918. He must have that money, but he can't get it unless every man, woman, and child does his and her share. So what does this mean for us here in Medford and the surrounding areas? The campaign in Jackson County is under the direction of the following committee: Dr. Henry Hart, Chairman, F. Corning Keenly, Promotion, Professor G.W. Ager, Education, John C. Mann, Commerce, Claude C. Kate, Industry, George T. Collins, General Social and Civil, and George P. Mims, Post Office. These men are giving their time to this cause freely, not for a few weeks, but for an entire year. The question is, how much will you give? Not of your time or your wealth, but of your loose change. These stamps and certificates are on sale not only at the post office, but in practically every retail store in Medford. The WSS means this then. First, an opportunity for everyone, rich and poor, young and old, to help their country win the war in a very real and practical way by supplying money for the war. And second, an opportunity to help themselves by saving their spare change instead of wasting it. Don't wait for the committee to call on you. Go to the post office or the nearest store and enroll today. That's all for now, folks. Remember, these news stories have been brought to you by the Mail Tribune, a weekly series featuring news items that were drawn from the archives of the Mail Tribune from 100 years ago. You can find more stories like this in the MT100 column in the newspaper or online at mailtribune.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and YouTube. If you liked this podcast or you have something you'd like to share with me, please let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Have a swell day, and check back next week for more stories from the archive.